and I got two more names for you.
Good.
One of them, and they're very good, and I think obtainable. I got four, but these are Elisha Gray II. You may know him.
Yeah, Whirlpool?
Yeah.
All right.
And he's a top fella, and I think he's now to the point where he's trained the president, and he's about ready to do something else.
Yeah.
Very able. The other one is...
How old is he?
Bud Gray is about 56, 55.
Do you know anything about foreign affairs?
Yes, he does. He's got a big business abroad. He was waiting for Sears Roebuck for many years, and he knows a hell of a lot about it.
All right.
The other one is, I think, outstanding. That's Franklin D. Maitre, who's chancellor of the University of California, L.A.
Yeah, I know him. I know him.
He's a great friend of Garden as the Secretary of Welfare.
Yeah, I know him.
And he's a good man. Now, I got two other. Of course, I think Fred Eaton, who was an ambassador at the disarmament conference, is outstanding. The other two, I'm not so sure that you can get it. One of them you know very well, probably both. One of them is Tom Gates.
Yeah, I do.
And the other one is Waller Sayer, who is just about to get out of the Herald Tribune and is not yet located what he wants to do, but he's a very able administrator. I think he speaks French. Both, I think Macy and Gray both speak French. I think Macy may speak Spanish as well.
Mm. That's good, Sidney. I'm grateful to you, and I got their names, and I'll go right into it, and I'll be talking to you about it. I'll see you pretty soon.
Let me know if you want me to help in any other way.
All right. What do you think we're going to do about this price situation? Your steel company is trying to...
Well, I don't think, Mr. President, you can do much about it. It's embarked on it already. If you haven't done anything by this time, you can't do anything.
Well, you can ask. I haven't needed to do anything up to now since 1960. It's only...
You can ask for controls.
It's moved up 8 points since 60. Germany has moved up 17. France has moved up 23. Italy's moved up 33. Japan's moved up 40. But we moved up 8 points in 6 years. Now, but we've moved up about 3 points this year, so it's moving now, and we're going to have to do something about it. We either got to stop our spending, just cut it off. I told them today I may have to change the whole space program, or we got to make labor be reasonable, or we got to make business be reasonable.
Well, I think you get it. They're twins.
Yeah, they are twins. I don't know, but I've got nothing but persuasion. Now, I ask the labor boys to be reasonable, and we settled. We made a very reasonable settlement. They got a 10% productivity. We settled for 4.3. The board recommended 65, 68 million. We gave them 72, but they wouldn't take 72. I've been hoping we could settle under something under 80. New York Transit, they gave them 5%.
Right.
Walter Reuther got 4.5% plus escalator,
plus cost of living.
Now, these boys haven't got much, but I think if we could sweeten it up a little bit, if they'd settle it and wouldn't wreck things.
Well,
but the steel companies, you oughtn't let them move in and kill us that way. They murdered us today.
Yeah, but what you've got to do, Mr. President, it's difficult in an economy like ours to selectively control prices.
Well, and if it's...
I learned that. I was the controller.
I know it, but how in the hell are you going to put in a new OPA here 3 months before an election?
You don't need OPA.
Well, how are you going to...
Without civilian, you can have selective controls, but under control of the law, and not by edict.
We did
that at the beginning in the Office of Defense Mobilization. We only moved into the other thing as the Korean War expanded. We did the same thing in the war.
Well, do you think I ought to go to Congress and ask for selective control?
Yeah, I do.
All right, okay. I'll get you down here next week, and we'll see.
All right, you let me know. I'll help you in any way I can. I'm for you 100%.
I know that. Who knows as much about selective control as you? Who else ought we ought to talk?
Charlie Wilson and I did the controlling in the...
General Motors or General Electric?
No, General Electric. He's retired. Now he's working for Bob McNamara, as a matter of fact. In logistics. I mean, as a consultant.
Well, is he too old to do it now?
No, he's not too old to do it now. He's as vigorous as hell, but whether he's doing it or not. But Bob uses him all the time. Hell, he's just been around looking at all the submarines and all the installations around.
Was he the man that put in the selective control?
We were, yes. Harry Truman, he knows. We put it in under. We wrote the law of the 1951. the Defense Production Act.
Okay. 1951, Defense Production Act. Okay, all right. I'll be in touch with you.
Okay.